This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. It's been 15 years since we saw some planes parked in skyscrapers. That changed us. It changed us forever. For a moment, we saw a lot of unity and patriotism that, you know, was a World War II kind of thing. And the events that day showed that this country had been complacent, thinking that it could not happen here. The government noticed, and it started making changes to keep the homeland safe, most of which actually took freedoms away from us. People also noticed they began to prepare for terrorist attacks. Some started stockpiling food. The term everyday carry had new meaning and purpose. Some started to arm themselves. Before 9/11, the people that carried concealed did so to protect only from the domestic thugs. After 9/11, they were also trying to protect themselves from terrorism. Today, concealed carriers now carry with multiple threats in mind. They are now looking at capacity and reloading as before they would not have considered it back then. Revolvers are being replaced by semi-autos. Six shots, well, not nearly enough. Now they're carrying 10, 15, 17 shots with an extra magazine. Some have even taken to carrying a bug out, or a backup gun, rather, or a bug. Others are training for something they hope will never happen. Also, during this time, more states recognized the right to carry. Minnesota, for example, went from the restrictive may issue to shall issue. The assault weapons ban from 1994 was allowed to expire. People started to purchase AR-15s, so much so that it is now the country's most popular rifle. And there now, over 14 million people with concealed carry permits. The question could be asked, does this make this all safer? Some say yes, some say no. It would probably depend on their political leanings as well. There have been terror attacks since 9/11. Some have been successful, like San Bernardino and Orlando. But there have been some that were stopped either by law enforcement or concealed carriers. But there's something interesting to note. While there have been larger-scale terrorist attacks in Europe, those attacks have not occurred here on the same scale. Of the attacks here, they've been carried out in gun-free zones. Sort of reminds you of a rumor that during World War II, the Japanese did not want to invade the U.S. mainland because they feared that there were Americans behind every blade of grass with a gun. That's never really been proven. That was really a deterrent to the Empire of Japan. But the question should be asked, could it be that this that's playing a role now? Could it be that the 150 million or so gun owners in the United States and the 14 million plus concealed carriers, plus the 11 states that have, don't even require a permit, to where we don't even know what that number is nowadays, is making a bigger statement here? Or may it be the actions of the passengers of Flight 93? Those passengers, even unarmed, showed that Americans will stand up to terrorism. That was a moment where they truly showed what Americans can be made of. So for those of the left-leaning persuasion that believe that government control is the answer to keep us safe, well, that's just the complacency that can get us attacked again. Progressive politicians would like you to believe that if everyone follows restrictive rules and laws, that will keep our country safe. They're the ones that have their heads in the sand, and you know what's exposed when they're bent over that far. Terrorists and criminals don't follow the rules or the laws. That's why gun control will never stop a terrorist from trying to kill us or a criminal from committing a crime. Laws are not a deterrent. Armed civilians and armed resistance is very much so. So the Second Amendment was written 200 years ago. Now, more than ever at any other time in our history, it is of paramount importance now. I say more so now in our history than before, because when it was written, while there were people that, you know, there were people that wanted to remain under British rule during that time. But there was not nearly the proportion. We've got enough people on food stamps to have our own little side country right now. When it comes to defending our country from a terrorist, the armed civilians of this country is the militia, like it or not. The last line of defense, and in some cases the first line of defense, begins with the armed civilian. Now, it is true that we have not had anything on the scale that they've had in Europe. I mean, let's look at Charlie Hebdo. Charlie Hebdo, they were running around in the streets, shooting at the hapless police who unfortunately did not have any sort of in some cases, any sort of defense at all from them. So, why are they so intent upon disarming us? Why are they so intent upon bringing them here? That's the thing that really bugs me more than anything else. Of all the things that we have forgotten, we've forgotten that moment. Now, is that Islamophobia? Because there are those that would say, well, Bill, you know, that is not really something that we can do. Because we can't think that way, because not all the Middle Eastern Muslims believe that way. So I believe that. And if that, this is me basing everything off of history. This is not something new. I mean, going back to the armed takeover of our embassy during the time of Carter, that's how long we've had to see this stuff happening around us. This is nothing new. That part of it is just, you know, the way it is. I don't trust any of them at all. So, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. 4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. arms, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Wore mine for the first time today. Very comfortable concealed carry. This is going to make things a lot easier for me. Alien Gear, you'll start hearing from them very, 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 very shortly. They're going to be here with us very soon. Being asked in the chat room about Washington State. Washington State, the problem with Washington State is the apathy of the people of Washington State. And I can say that because I'm on a radio station there right now. So, KBDB, yeah, how's it going out there, y'all? Stand up and pay attention, please, folks. They're taking you down a primrose path. Now, the gun owners are aware of this. But on the other hand, there's so many people not engaged there. When I-594 and I-591 were being considered in Washington State, there were some people that supported both because they didn't know what either one did. So the problem in Washington State, they're armed in AK, is that they're not engaged. That's their problem. That's the big problem with them. I know that doesn't make anybody happy. The British. I'm half British. I can also talk about that, too, because I'm half British. A British dude named Neilan Taylor is getting the vapors because he discovered that citizens of a free country who haven't cravenly given away all of their rights, especially their natural right to self-defense, sometimes post pictures of their everyday carry items on the interwebs. There's actually a site that you know, EDC.com or something like that. I posted my everyday carry on there and got in all kinds of, all kinds of shenanigans for having an expensive Glock 19. Oh, no. And apparently whoever didn't like my gun was carrying like a cigarette lighter or something. I don't know. Without knowing anything about the individuals who have posted to the subreddit that Neilan discovered, or the process of obtaining concealed carry permits in the United States, Taylor has heartily decided that all these people should be fired. He writes, it turns out there's a subreddit called Everyday Carry, which is home to loads of trigger-happy people, mainly from the U.S., who empty their pockets and show the world what interesting items they carry day to day. Until you scroll through, it's hard to believe the number of normal people with standard jobs who just happen to have a couple of knives and a handgun in their pockets. There's so many posts to look at, but here are a few people that I would definitely fire if they worked for me. He attacks a school principal who pocket carries a small .380 in a pocket holster when he's not on campus. He wants to fire a software developer. You know? He wants to fire a software developer who carries both a primary handgun and a backup gun. And he wants to get rid of an EMT that doesn't carry anything more than a regular garden variety pocket knife. And a stethoscope. You know, during the First World War, there were many English towns and cities that lost an entire generation of brave young men during the First World War due to the folly of sending pals and battalions marching across no man's land into withering German heavy machine gun fire. What we didn't realize then and are seeing now is that those too cowardly or weak to fight were left to breed, and these men without chests, as C.S. Lewis referred to them, were the ones left to have succeeding generations of children with diluted morals and craven spirits. They're so beat down now that they've redesigned their kitchen cutlery out of fear. Knives are now, they've gotten into trying to make their knives
cuddly. Is it really surprising that they're terrified and in many instances jealous of a nation where men and women are still self-reliant? I don't think they have a dog in the fight, to be honest with you. I mean, this is a country, you know, during World War II, when it was thought that Germany was going to try to invade the landmass of Britain, we sent boatloads of, you know, manned portable rifles, handguns, all this stuff to them because they didn't have any. And then they passed them out and they taught the British citizens how to operate them. And then as soon as war was done, they took them back. And ever since then, they've been continuing to take them back as often as you know. You can have a double-barreled shotgun there, and God help you if you shoot anybody with it. You might get in trouble. They'll send the bobbies that have the machine guns at you. I don't really think he's got a dog in the fight, though. I mean, just because he wants to sit around and, you know, have a British cow over the fact that there's people carrying guns. And, you know, I've got mine up there. I don't know how he would want to fire me. That would be rich because I'm self-employed. How would he fire me? I guess I have to fire myself. Damn! I just find it interesting that a bunch of people that don't. I mean, when that British soldier, and I don't really remember, I think he might have been in the band or something. He was walking around in uniform, and he got beset upon by a couple of Muslims who basically just about cut his head off. And all the British people could do that were there, because there were plenty of them there watching, was recorded on their phones. They pulled up their phone and started recording it, because that was the only thing they could point at him. And these Muslims were walking up to the British people filming them, saying, "This is why we're doing this." That's when you've got a terrorist attack going on to where the people can walk, where the terrorists can walk up on people with camera phones and do little impromptu interviews. Something is badly wrong there. Something is really, really wrong there. And these are the same people that, you know, what's this guy's name? Taylor Keelan or something like that. Neelan Taylor. Does it matter? He's out there cowering right now. Parts of him are puckering up in such a tight manner. It's distasteful to even consider or discuss. I don't even know why I'm doing it. I think what I'll do instead is I'm going to pull back, try to rinse a taste out of my mouth. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcome to new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
I wore that holster all day long today. Well, for about, when I say all day long, I didn't ride it when I rode my bike. I didn't wear it then. But I wore it all the other times, and this is really, truly, I've had one holster that came close to it, except this one is secure. The problem with, I had another one at one time by another manufacturer, and when I pulled the weapon, the entire holster would come with it. But it was comfortable while I wore it. Just looked ridiculous when I was practicing my draw. AlienGearHolsters.com. Right now, support for the Second Amendment has the upper hand. But there's a recent book that seeks to head off common arguments for rolling back gun rights. In the course of this drink-inspiring presidential election, it's become common to hear said in certain of the right's more histrionic quarters that conservatism has failed and needs to be burned swiftly to the ground. Now, as a proposition, this has little to recommend it. When what they're talking about burning to the ground, or what I'm talking about burning to the ground, is the establishment, the rhinos, the players, the status quo guys. One rarely improves upon the prospects of anything by setting fire to it. Besides, the claim itself has this intractable problem of being false. Conservatism has achieved an enormous amount in the last half century, and had it been permitted to take the Republican Party's reins this year, it could have continued to do so in the future. The presidential veto being what it is, the right's national role over the last decade or so has been to thwart progressivism, screaming stop while they do it. In the states where most of the real governing is done, reform has been relentless and meaningful. Consider, if you will, that both Michigan and Wisconsin are now right-to-work jurisdictions, a development that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. Consider that more than half of the nation's education systems now boost some form of school choice program. And consider that the last 5 years have played backdrop to more than a quarter of all the state-level abortion regulations enacted into law since 1973, where they've been able to gain a foothold. Republican office holders have been busy, and they have been effective, and the country as a whole has been improved by their work. Those who remain skeptical of this defense, you don't have to take my word for it, look no further than to the right of the people to keep and bear arms, the swift and deep restoration of which has astonished even the most optimistic of the Second Amendment advocates out there today. 30 years ago, concealed carry licenses were the playthings of the rich and the connected. Now all 50 states, however good or bad they may be, have permitting regimes. 25 years ago, almost half of Americans wanted to ban handguns completely. Today, to so much as broach that unlovely idea is to commit instant electoral suicide. In the 1990s, Reagan and Ford took to the New York Times to urge the imposition of more gun control, while President George H.W. Bush publicly left the NRA. Today, such maneuvers would be politically unimaginable. The idea of an assault weapons ban, which once enjoyed the support of 77% of the general public, is long gone, probably never to return. And most important of all, the revisionist interpretation of the Second Amendment that has been so cynically picked up within the leftward-leaning academic and legal circles lies today in tatters. First of all, it was punched around a little bit by Antonin Scalia and the Supreme Court majority, but also by a scrupulous group of progressive lawyers who proved unwillingly to trade historical truth for political expedience. The gun control moment has passed. Now, that's based upon current fact. That doesn't mean that they don't still push for it. In fact, they push for it relentlessly. I mean, Obama is trying to get them to consider the Arms Trade Treaty in the Senate, where 50 senators, including three of his own, have said, we'll never ratify it. So right there, they're 17 shy. And in the Senate, 17 votes is a whole lot shy. Now, when you look at the balance sheet, if you were to take this up and make a spreadsheet on this and look at what we gained versus what we lost, and Washington State, I-594, Safe Act, Connecticut with whatever they call what they've got going on, Chicago, all of New Jersey, California, every other day, yes, but those have always been the places where that happens. If you look at the rest of the country, we have made very strident gains. So you might be wondering why John Lott felt the need this year to write a long and defensive book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. Now, if there's indeed a war, if he and his side are, we are winning it, but by rehearsing every argument he could think of, he's not out wandering the poppy-laden fields bayoneting the last of the wounded. If you're asking that question, it'd be both yes and no. He and his associates are winning now, but there are dark clouds on the far horizon, and they're moving closer. For some people, they, you know, if Trump wins, they call that the Trumpocalypse. And they believe it will yield a political landscape that is less favorable to gun rights champions than it has been the status quo. But presidents don't get to do that. This president, if he could have, he would have. He tried, never went anywhere. His book is a nonstop debunking of the most popular and the most abiding of the gun control movement's talking points. It's not a polemic. It's not a from-the-ground-up argument for self-defense. It's not a historical or explanatory stricture. It's a sustained game of whack-a-mole. Up pops a claim, and in comes the hammer. Bang, bang, bang. And that's why you're wrong. Believe that most academics are in favor of gun control? You're wrong. Convinced that extending background checks is a no-brainer? You're wrong. Believe that most academics are in favor of more control, gun control? You're wrong. Outraged that research into gun violence is outlawed in the United States? That happens every day. What do you think John Lott's doing? It happens every day. So, the critiques are out there, and he's just out there beating up on them. It's not going to be the Trumpocalypse. The only thing I'm looking forward to with Trump is when it comes time to pick a Supreme Court justice. That's it. After that, they can all go home. Reconstitute the Supreme Court. Go home. I'll be sitting here just sitting here being happy. We'll be right back.
An alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let's get rid of that. Don't know why that happened. Anyway, check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapons System. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Because it's time. Primary Weapon System makes a very impressive AR-15. Well worth your time to go check it out. Well, you know, I talk about a price range. Some people might find it a little high, but hey, there. All of the ones that I have been compared with recently that I've been told, this is a better gun. Well, Primary Weapon System fits in that niche really nicely. Check them out, primaryweapons.com. For those who are still stuck on price. Imagine for a moment that you're a big, powerful Democrat, you know. One of the puppeteers, not one of the puppets. You're a big donor, you're the head of a powerful interest group. Probably somebody that nobody's ever heard of because you're just that powerful. Suddenly your nominee looks not just vulnerable, as the polls have all but closed, but sickly. Caught deceiving the public on her physical health. After months of gloating over the ease of defeating Donald Trump, the pit of the stomach fear is growing of losing to an insurgent who might actually upset the political elite's apple cart. Roger L. Simon gets it. He writes, few would have thought that even a couple of weeks ago, but almost certainly many Democrats are wondering in the wake of Hillary Clinton's sudden overheating at the 9/11 memorial service whether it would be advisable to escort Hillary to the wings and bring forth a more acceptable candidate. In other words, she could do or be forced to do what most of us did at one time or other in school, use a doctor's note to get out. The motivations of this medical excuse would be considerably deeper than the obvious fact that the former Secretary of State has health issues of some sort. Will this happen? Will that doctor's note get written? Watch the next few days of polls. If Trump continues to rise, calls will go out to Joe Biden, and not necessarily on a secure line. In no time, calls will go out to the doctors as well. You don't have to be as credulous as Chris Saliza to know you can always find a doctor to write something you want. Hillary clearly already has. It's easy enough to get a second opinion. The situation is this. They believe that virtually any other Democrat, for the power brokers anyway, Biden, Kaine, or even Sanders, could defeat Trump. That's on the Democratic side. A Trump victory is much more threatening than a more conventional Republican would be, as he threatens to end the game as it has been played for the past two or three decades, which is exactly the reason for us to vote him in. For those who don't like the game, you want the game changed, here we go. The problem they face is that Hillary knows this is her last hurrah, her last shot at the presidency, and the personal vindication that would bring her relationship with her troublesome spouse. He shamed her, humiliated her, and yet relied on her to beat impeachment. But there's a whole lot of score settling necessary, and only the presidency can provide her the opportunity to reverse roles and make him the one who must yield to the commander-in-chief when push comes to shove. She will not give this up unless absolutely forced to do this. Now, nobody knows. What, primarily because we don't know some of the names of some of these people, right? Nobody knows what the power brokers have, what kind of ammunition they have on hand. And nobody knows what Hillary has on them. But the struggle that will ensue unless Hillary starts doing handstands, cartwheels, and backflips, not even that, really, you know. All she has to do is make it up a flight of stairs on her own, walk, unaided, and make it through a speech, without dissolving into a coughing fit. What happens then? If that doesn't come about, well, that will be the pure law of the jungle steel cage deathmatch stuff. It'll all be done with nods and winks and references to embarrassing or illegal activities that could be made public. A lot of stuff on Clinton. I mean, a lot of stuff on her. And there's somewhere out there is evidence of all of this, and somebody's got it. Somebody's got it, and now what remains to be seen is who's going to decide to use it. Now, Clinton, there's going to be a lot of people that look at this, and they're going to say, she's not capable. She's not this, she's not that. Okay, but that has nothing here, neither here nor there to do with anything, because everybody's going to be looking at this and saying, we're actually voting for Tim Kaine. I don't look at Tim Kaine and see Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, for example. Then it comes down to Biden and Sanders. And, you know, Biden, how nice can I be to shotgun Joe? He's a buffoon. He's a buffoon. Sanders burnt every bridge he owns when he bought this third house. When he made the deal with Clinton, when he went out there and said, I'm going to endorse Hillary, and then he went out and bought the third house. The socialist went out and bought the third house. Well, you know, I think he's pretty much done too, which leaves Biden. Tim Kaine, I knew who he was prior to this. I did not know he was considered presidential. I still don't consider him to be presidential. Tim Kaine reminds me of somebody that should have been on Happy Days. So, Clinton has got problems. Listen, as somebody, I've had many heat injuries. And a heat injury, you don't come back from it in the timeline that Clinton supposedly came back from hers. You're down for the day. If you collapse, you're down for the day. And I was a kid. I was a young soldier. I had a bunch of medics over me. I had them running lactated ringers in both arms, opening the lines up wide open. And they did get me back up on all my feet. But I was done. I mean, I was pretty much done for that day at the very least. And I was in my 20s. And I was a soldier. This wasn't the beginning of my career. This was in the middle of it. And I went down to a heat injury. You don't get overheated like that and bounce back in a matter of hours. Clinton vapor locked. Okay? There's no other word for it. She's standing there. You can see her standing there. They get her to try to walk one step, and everything buckles. And they have to pick her up bodily. And it's so bad that they try to close ranks around her to keep the cameras from getting that on camera. Something is clearly wrong with her. She should be looking into this. As much as I dislike her, I don't like her policies. I don't like any of the stuff about her. I think it is futile and foolish for her to continue to pursue this when she clearly is unwell. And if she is that much of an egomaniac to where the presidency must come at all costs, well then, you know, what happens when she loses? Because I still think Trump clubs her like a baby seal. She's not getting the votes. She never, you know, in her primaries and everything else, she never got the votes. So, just makes me wonder. Makes me wonder. But she vapor locked. That was not a heat injury. She didn't pass out. She didn't black out. She had an episode. Okay? She's had episodes before. She clearly doesn't like sound. Sound is disorienting to her. This is neurological. She's got a neurological problem. Which, she becomes president, then we have a neurological problem, don't we? We are going to head right this minute to hour number two. We'll be right back.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.